This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We ask His help. We ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from it He created its mate, and from them both He sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one that you ask by His name, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is ever watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of affairs in this religion are the newly invented matters. And every newly invented matter is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire. If we can just ask the brothers who are coming in to make sure they fill the rows. Because what is happening is people come in at the door and they start praying at the door and they leave all the space in the back of the masjid. So we ask the brothers to, when they're coming into the masjid, please fill the rows as much as you can. The topic of this khutbah today is a topic which I have covered before, but wallahi, it deserves to be repeated from time to time. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind people. Because reminding people, it benefits, the reminder benefits the believers. I want to start with a hadith, and the hadith is the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu an. And this hadith, it is narrated in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun ever rose over is the day of Jumu'ah. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun has ever risen up over is the day of Jumu'ah. On that day, Adam was created. On that day, Adam went to Jannah. On that day, Adam was caused to leave Jannah. And on the hour, i.e. the day of judgment, will only happen on the day of Jumu'ah. This day, the day of Jumu'ah, is what some of the people of knowledge, they call it Eid al-Usbu', the Eid of the week, the weekly Eid. We have an Eid twice a year. We have Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. And we have a miniature Eid every single week, and that is the day of Jumu'ah. This day has many, many opportunities and many benefits that people don't remember and don't think about. Of course, all of us, we try to come to the Jumu'ah prayer. That is one thing. But many things on this day that people forget about, and many etiquettes and manners that people are negligent on. So I want to remind you and myself about some of these today. We're going to start with the hadith of Aws ibn Aws al-Thaqafi radiyallahu an, that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'ah, fa'akthiru alayya min as-salati fi, fa'inna salatakum ma'rudatun alay." He said, the best, or he said, among the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. So do a lot of salat upon me, i.e. to say salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to do it a lot on the day of Jumu'ah. And it doesn't matter which way that you do it. From the best of the ways is the way that you do it in the prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. This is from the best of the ways. To be someone who on the day of Jumu'ah makes an extra effort to give the salah and the salam to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, for your salah, this dua you make, it is presented to me. It is presented to me. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has angels, sayyahina fil ard, they are traveling on the earth. And whenever anybody gives the salat and salam to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they bring it to him, and Allah returns his soul to his body, and the salat is presented to him and he replies to it. And this is particularly emphasized and recommended on the day of Jumu'ah. From the hadith of, or from another hadith of Aws ibn Aws, is that he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ مَنْ غَسَّلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَاغْتَسَلْ ثُمَّ بَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرْ وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ وَدَنَى مِنَ الْإِمَامِ فَاسْتَمَعَ وَلَمْ يَلْغُ كَانَ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ عَمَلُ سَنَةٍ أَجْرُ صِيَامِهَا وَقِيَامِهَا. He said that whoever, مَنْ غَسَّلَ, and here the scholars, they had some opinions about it. They said it revolves around two meanings. The one who makes the ghusl really well. Not just the one who for 2 minutes they jump in the shower and they jump out again. But the one who does the ghusl really properly. The way the Prophet ﷺ used to do it. Carefully and properly, and follows all of the recommended actions in it. And it is said, whoever causes his wife to make ghusl, i.e. he is intimate with his wife, and because of that, she makes ghusl and he makes ghusl. وَبَكَّرَ وَابْتَكَرَ, and the person comes early, and they strive to be from the people who are very early to the Jumu'ah. And as we see, this is not the situation of the majority of people. I will say, wallahi, when I started this khutbah, I don't think we even had maybe maximum 5 rows in the masjid. And they were not complete rows. By the time after the khutbah has started, now mashallah, tabarakallah, the masjid is full and they're filling the second room. So we've forgotten this sunnah then. To come early to the Jumu'ah, very early to the Jumu'ah. وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ, and the person walks, and they don't ride, they don't take the car. They walk to the Jumu'ah. Somebody says, I live very far away. Okay, no problem. Bring your car a little bit near and then walk. وَدَنَى مِنَ الْإِمَامِ, and comes close to the Imam. Still we have, I come into the Jumu'ah early. There are 3-4 rows, and still the people, they love to sit in Sufuf al-Nisa, the women's row, as far back as they can sit, instead of coming to the front and sitting as near to the Imam as possible. They want to sit as far from the Imam. Wallah, more than this, I don't even say this, there are brothers who go into the back room when the main room is empty. They go into the back room. Yani wallah, if they could pray in the street, I think they would pray in the street. And if they could pray at home, they would pray at home. They don't want to come near to the Imam and listen to the khutbah properly. And this is the next problem. How many people come through to Assalamu alaikum, kayf al-hal, how are you brother? I'm fine, thank you. Ya akhi, the Jumu'ah is there for you to listen to, not to talk to your friend. The whole rest of the week you talk to your friend. The Jumu'ah for 20 minutes, half an hour, be silent, listen to the Imam. And give the Imam your attention. The Prophet ﷺ said, فَاسْتَمَعَ. And he didn't say, سَمِعَ. He didn't say he hears it, he listens to it. He gives his heart, his mind to listen to what is being said in the khutbah. And he doesn't commit a laghu. He doesn't commit laghu, like playing with the carpet, playing with his phone, talking to his friend. Even saying to your brother, shh. This is laghu, yawm al-jum'ah. What is the reward if he does all of these things properly? So he does his ghusl properly. If he is married, his wife does her ghusl properly. He comes to the masjid walking. He comes close to the imam. He comes really early. He listens carefully. He doesn't talk or play with anything. Every single step that he takes, he will have the reward of 1 year of fasting and 1 year of praying. 1 year of fasting and 1 year of praying for every single step that he takes. Every step. How many steps? Just from the car park to here is 50 steps. Just to get from the car park to here. 50 years of salah, 50 years of siyam. But how many people miss out on this reward? In the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhuma, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ اغْتَسَلَ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَلَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ وَمَسَّ مِنْ طِيبٍ إِنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهِ ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمْعَةَ فَلَمْ يَتَخَطَّ أَعْنَاقَ النَّاسِ ثُمَّ صَلَّ مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ ثُمَّ أَنْصَتَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِمَامُهُ حَتَّى يَفْرُغَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ كَانَتْ كَفَّارَةً لِمَا بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ جُمْعَتِهِ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا. Whoever makes ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah, and in some of the narrations, and he brushes his teeth with the siwak, and he wears the best clothes that he has, and he wears perfume if he has any perfume, then he comes to the Jumu'ah and he doesn't walk over the necks of the people, doesn't climb over the necks of the people, and then he prays whatever Allah has written for him to pray. And this is one of the forgotten prayers, wallah. The forgotten prayers, one of the prayers people forget is when you come for the Jumu'ah until the Imam climbs on the minbar and you pray two raka'ah, two raka'ah, two raka'ah, two raka'ah again and again and again until the Imam comes to the minbar. Then he is silent when his Imam comes out until his Imam finishes the prayer. This will be forgiveness for all the sins that he did from the last Jumu'ah until this Jumu'ah. So this is how important it is for us. From the etiquettes that we have on the day of Jumu'ah is that which we find in the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من قرأ سورة الكهف يوم الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بين الجمعتين. Whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, a light will be put for them what is between the two Jumu'ah, and it will be enlightened for them what will happen between this Jumu'ah and the next Jumu'ah. They will have a light for whatever they need. This hadith, even if it has some weakness in it, and we can say that it might be more authentic as a statement of Abu Sa'id himself. But in any case, this is something which the Muslims have implemented and put into practice. That a person is someone who tries to read the Quran regularly, and especially on a Friday, and especially Surah Al-Kahf if they're able to do so. These are all small things you can do to take advantage of the day of Jumu'ah and to get the maximum reward out of the day of Jumu'ah. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Before I sit down, I'm just going to address the brothers to make sure that everyone fills the space. There is still space in the main hall also. There is the room upstairs, and there should also be the back room as well. And maybe one of the volunteers can go and make sure the doors are open, inshallah, before we start the second part of the khutbah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah and by asking Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and to his companions. In this khutbah, we've been talking about the virtue of the day of Jumu'ah and some of the actions that the person can do on the day of Jumu'ah to take advantage of the many rewards that Allah has put in this day. And perhaps the one that is the most forgotten about is that which is mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah. And the hadith is recorded by Al-Bukhari wa Muslim. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ذَكَرَ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فَقَالَ. He mentioned the day of Jumu'ah and he said, فِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُصَلِّي يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى شَيْئًا إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ إِيَّهُ وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ يُقَلِّلُهَا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, on the day of Jumu'ah, there is a time no Muslim slave catches that time while he is standing making dua, except that Allah will give him anything he asks for. There is a time. If you catch that time, anything that you ask Allah for, Allah will give it to you. And then the Prophet ﷺ, with his hand, he showed you the time is very short. وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ يُقَلِّلُهَا. He showed it's a very, very small time. It's not a big time. The scholars, they differed about when this time is. But from the strongest opinions about this time, is that this time is the very end of Jumu'ah, just before Maghrib. Or it is between Asr and Maghrib, sometime between Asr and Maghrib. And some of them, they said, it is in the Jumu'ah until the Imam finishes the prayer. But what it seems to me is that if we gather the hadith about this, that the stronger time is to take advantage of this time between Asr and Maghrib on a Friday. If you catch that time, and you're standing making dua, whatever you ask Allah for, Allah will give it to you. So take advantage of this Jumu'ah time when you are praying, because some of the scholars said this is the time when you are praying, the Jumu'ah prayer, when the Imam is making dua, take advantage of this time, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib on a Jumu'ah day, especially when you get near to the Maghrib time. Take advantage, maybe come a little bit early and try to make dua at that time. perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will give you whatever you ask for. For this is a reminder to everybody, to myself and to you, that there are a lot of opportunities for reward that we miss out on, even though we are doing what we're being told. We're going for the Jumu'ah prayer. We come in for Jumu'ah. But we might miss out on a lot of rewards because we don't remember the right way of doing it according to the sunnah to get the most reward that a person can get. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف وأنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة